Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I know what this song is. The question is, why are you playing it?
Because I can.
I know you can, but let me tell you something. We should have been talking about Caitlin Clark. And then you come back with Uptown Girl. But we were just basically talking about the NBA. And so I just don't understand the connection. The connection.
Well, it's because he likes the song.
Nobody likes this song. It's one of the worst Billy Joel songs going. What a little scenes from an Italian restaurant.
Well, he's trying to set the mood, Sonny. We're trying to stay uplifted. You know, I think after last night, a lot of people are feeling down about the world. Now, you don't have to placate to him. You don't have to just set him up with one of his favorites, because every time that this song comes on or anything written by Robert Zimmerman, Steiny loses his freaking mind and has to go on a diatribe about how great of a songwriter he is.
You know, I haven't done this in a while. And
since Friday.
I'm looking forward to it. The 510 on the text line. I would no longer be a Warrior fan if we bring in the circus of LeBron James and Bronny. Shut up! Shut up! Yes, you would.
I'm kind of with the 510.
You would double down.
That's not true.
What you're saying is not true. If the Golden State Warriors got LeBron James, they would not lose one fan.
I actually think they would. You do not give enough credence to the disdain Warriors fans have for individuals. You also overinflate this idea of someone supporting solely a team. Like, there's a lot of fans out there, maybe not diehards, because I think a diehard fan, they're going to like the team no matter who's on it. But I do think that there are some people who wouldn't like the Warriors if LeBron James played for them.
They're the same people who said they weren't going to like the 49ers when they acquired Richard Sherman. And you know what? They still were fans of the Niners. They didn't lose one fan over Richard Sherman, even though he ate a turkey leg at the 50. I mean, LeBron never ate a turkey leg at Levi Stadium on Thanksgiving night.
Let LeBron go full Devondre Campbell one night, and I think they'd lose a few fans.
Possibly.
Dixon's in San Francisco. What's up, Dixon? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
I'm calling about UNS. I think the Warriors need to greatly improve their team before they have a shot into the playoffs, even, if much less the finals. I think we have to get better, bigger. I think we have to get faster. I think we have to get younger. I think we should trade a package with Draymond and Kuminga and get some kind of stud that can play center for the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, you got to find a team out there that wants an old guy in Draymond and a young guy in Kuminga. And then you got to find a center you like and who's pretty good if you're going to give away those two guys. So
we've got some first-round picks, too.
Well, that's true. That's true, and that's the danger. That's the danger.
Well, I don't think the way we are constructed right now is going to bring us to the promised land.
Dixon, I'm with you there. Thanks for the call. What was I going to say about Draymond Green? Was it Kuminga? I forget.
This is the path the Warriors have chosen. This is their team. Seriously. Everyone wants this massive shakeup like last summer. They didn't really do a whole lot, and then they eventually made a trade, and that helped them. And now it's like you got a ton of money wrapped up in three guys, really just two guys. And I think this team is set up to kind of just run it back. Like, that's how they pigeonholed themselves. And you're going to sit here and rip them all year, but I don't see an alternative.
Well, you might be right, because they've started down this road now. And now they're halfway down it, and they turn it around would be maybe fruitless. But staying down this road, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Because this one's the one that I really wonder what people think. We had a caller that said, look, we need to get somebody in here right now, da-da-da-da-da, and we have draft picks. And he said, let's face it, we're going to stink when Steph leaves. We're just not going to be very good when Steph leaves. Okay, well, you keep going down this road, to me, that ensures you're not going to be any good without Steph. But I still think there's a way to not be terrible without Steph, and it's kind of, it would have been not putting every single egg in the now basket. Like, I really think the Warriors could have almost baited and switched, and that is made moves that help a little bit down the line, or maybe not the move that is a move that, oh my gosh, we're back in it, but you incrementally get better without jeopardizing your future, and you just try to keep getting better with Steph. Like,
isn't that what they're doing?
No, they're trying. They're it's all about a home run, it feels like.
I don't see them trying to swing for the fences whatsoever.
You don't?
No, the year after they won the championship, they won 44 games. Then they won 46 games. Last year, they won 48 games. They still have four first-round picks to trade. They haven't traded them. They only have guys under contract for two more years. Their head coach they could get off of at the end of this season. Like, I don't think they're as all in as you're making them out to be.
Well, I'm just saying, over the last year, they've tried to, here's what I think. They've tried to sell the fan base, and maybe that's too harsh. They've tried to sell the fan base that they were one player away. Whether it was Paul George, Markkanen, LeBron last year, Durant this year, it ended up being Butler. Okay, so the nice thing about Butler, as far as I'm concerned, is they didn't mortgage the future. So they got a player who's made them a little bit better. But I don't think they're a title contender. But I don't know that a player out there can make them a title contender. But yet, we're still saying that's the ultimate goal. So I'm just wondering if they even have a stomach to do it incrementally, if you know what I mean.
But they are doing it incrementally. They've gotten incrementally better the last few seasons.
Okay, let me play guru.
Sure.
You made the playoffs, then you missed the playoffs, then you made the playoffs.
And you won a round.
Right.
So you've made the playoffs two of the last 3 years, and you've won two playoff series. Is that bad? It's not what people want, because it's not a championship. But if you're talking about incrementally getting better, I actually think that's why people are so mad, is because they've taken the long route, like, to get right here. They haven't made trades in the past that could have, I don't know, in people's eyes, transformed the roster. You know, they didn't go for Siakam a couple of years ago. They didn't make the Gafford and PJ Washington type move a couple seasons ago that everybody wanted. They saved some of their chips for Jimmy Butler, and now they have some to work with, but it doesn't appear as if they're going to push them in to the center of the pot. I think they're working more incrementally than you think they are.
Yeah.
Well. Okay. Well, Sonny, what do you want them to do? Well, how about that?
It's too late. You're right, and that's kind of the conclusion I've come to. It's too late. You're right. They're already down this road, and it's a road I'm not sure I would have gone down, but they've gone down it, and now you've got 2 years. You've got 2 years. Let me ask you this. You've got 2 years to do what?
To try and be as competitive as possible.
Okay. I'll take that. But that's not what they're selling.
What are they selling?
They're still selling that they are a title team. And that it's all about, like, I just think when you say it's all about Steph's fifth ring, then that leads you down a certain avenue. And if there's anything else out there that doesn't accomplish that, you won't do it. And maybe that limits everything, that limits some of the things you can do, because you don't want to take a step back to take two steps forward in 2 years. Like, I guess that's what it would be. Well, it would be there. What if there's a good young player out there? Somebody's going to say Kuminga, but what if there's a good young player out there, but he's going to take 2 or 3 years? You just give up on a guy like that, or you just wouldn't acquire a guy like that?
Well, I would like to know who that player is. Like, I think what the decision you're asking them to make is between, like, last night, I thought Brian Windhorst said something pretty poignant about the Thunder, which was, they started working towards this championship the moment they ended their window for their last one, which was they traded Paul George and acquired Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and a bevy of first-round picks, one of which they turned into Jalen Williams.
All right. Yeah, I would do that.
No bleep.
I'm just saying.
No bleep, Steiny.
But they're not even trying. They're not. That's not where they're going.
Because that trade isn't out there.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know what's out there for Jimmy Butler. Or
why would a team give up a future potential star and 4 first-round picks for Jimmy Butler? Kevin Durant didn't even get, he got you 1 first-round pick.
This is what I'm saying.
Well, why they're moving towards this road, in my opinion, is because the ship to get however much you could back for whether it's Curry or maybe like that ship is sailed. That's not available to you. Honestly, Steiny, if there was an equivalent deal to the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander trade, which is the one that everybody wants,
okay,
I think the Warriors would do it.
For Steph?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think they would, though.
But that's the deal that you, like, want them to make.
That's right.
And I don't think that deal's available.
It might not be, and it certainly isn't if it fits into no part of your strategy. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, and this isn't about, would you trade Steph? It's not about that. It's about, will you explore every single avenue to try to continue to get better? And I feel like there's some things that could present themselves where if it doesn't fit into their timetable, that they'll miss an opportunity. 888-957-9570 is the number. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let me ask you this. How many games the Warriors win?
48.
Okay. Right now, do you think they're going to win more than 48 or less?
About the same.
Okay. I think they're going to win less right now. Okay. Unless they make some moves. So that's why I don't.
You don't see
it. I hate where they are. I just hate it.
I know. You've hated it for the last 3 years.
Exactly. Because they missed opportunity after opportunity. And now, like, this is the thing. Like, we're just going to stink after Steph? Like, is that what we're conceding? Well,
I don't think they're conceding that. Otherwise, they wouldn't have any first-round picks. They would have traded them.
Well, that's my point. Is if fans are willing to, like, scrap the future, well, then go trade five. Go trade five first-round picks and get the best possible player you can get in here and, you know, mortgage it all for 2 years. Like, that's... Like, and that's, I guess, what I'm saying is I do kind of feel like they're selling something that they know is unrealistic. That's all.
Well, you can't just come out and say, oh, yeah, actually, you know, we got a bunch of older guys and they're on really inflated contracts. And, you know, we're going to try and win around this year. I mean, I would argue the person who's been selling it the most realistically is the guy who's the franchise. It's Curry. What he's selling is meaningful basketball, which sounds like he doesn't have to win a fifth championship because he realizes that's going to be really, really difficult to do given the stage of his career and just the roster in comparison to everyone else in the league. But he's not selling championship. He's selling being competitive for the next couple seasons. You know, Sonny, and it might only be one more year. Like, one more year of this, and then they could try and blow it up. I don't know. I think you're assuming that they're just going to ride this out for as long as humanly possible, that there isn't an end to this.
Well, I feel like, and that's one thing that I vehemently disagree with when people say 1 year. Why 1 year? All their old guys are under contract for 2 years. So, yeah, if it falls apart next season, what are you getting off those guys? Probably won't get you much. So you'll have two choices at that point: to be even older than you were after a bad year, or you trade these guys. But I don't know what you can get for them on the last year of their deals.
Well, I don't think it'd be a whole lot more than trading them this summer.
I think.
Like, what's
again?
The difference?
I don't want to go down this road, but I think if you put Curry on the open market right now, you could get a haul for him. And with one more year that goes by, you probably get less of a haul. That's all I'm saying.
Well, then why didn't you just trade him last year or trade him 2 years? You know, like, that's to me that's just off the table.
But again, I'm not saying they should trade Steph Curry. I'm saying it's like politicians say everything's on the table, even if it's not, but just say it. I think the way they've described the last 2 or 3 years has constrained them, if that truly is their strategy.
What? Take a call.
Rick in Pacifica. What's up, Rick? How you doing?
Well, hello, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It's always Steiny, always the contrarian. I'm listening to Evan, and he seems to be talking the same language as I would say the majority of the Warriors fans. Let me just ask you real quick, both of you. What are the positives with the Warriors roster as constructed this last season here?
The positives?
Yes. Give me. I mean, I could tell you a number right out the gate, but go ahead.
They have two star level talents.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I guess Butler.
Butler, he basically turned the season around, so you'd have to say Butler. Anybody else?
Not really.
No, Draymond made first team all-defensive player.
Okay.
Okay. Pajemski made big strides in being a solid leader of the bench. By the way, the bench was in the top three in scoring and defense amongst the league. So are they a scrap heap team? Or are they kind of muddling in the middle? Well, they won 48 games? And Evan made a very interesting comment about being healthy. That's huge. I think the Warriors are two players away from being a much better team. They need a goon in the middle. They need a Steven Adams type guy right in the middle to just be a rim protector, maybe knocking bodies out of the way. And they're out there. Those guys are out there. Some of them are just, familiar names, but not necessarily top tier. And then they need to spend their dimes on a scorer. And outside of that, everything I think will fall into place. It'll give Steph and Draymond a little more time not to be on the court all the time, and maybe they won't get injured as much or at all. I mean, that's just my two cents.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you. I mean, like, Evan is making sense, and I hate where they are. And you're right. They got to make the best out of this situation. And I get it. A lot of people think they're in a better spot than I think they are. And I'm not saying I'm right.
Well, I don't think that a lot of people do feel that they're in a great position. I think a lot of people are frustrated because they're realizing that the Warriors are stuck. They made their bed with Jimmy Butler. It doesn't look like they have any intention of moving one of their top three highest paid players. And really all they can do is choose to sign and trade or keep Kuminga. But that's the reality of their summer. The Kevin Durant move that happened yesterday, I don't see happening for the Warriors, or the equivalent of a big name or a big swing or a big trade. But it also doesn't mean that you should just give up on next season. They were within, some people felt like they're an injury from away from being in the Western Conference Finals. They also were a Buddy Hield Game 7 away from being knocked out of the first round. That's the reality of where they are. So, I can't fault the Warriors for trying. You know what I mean?
No, I gotcha. But you said, I think most people agree the Warriors are stuck.
Yeah, that's why we're hearing frustration today, because they're neither a championship team like we saw last night with OKC winning their first. And they're also not horrible.
No, you're right. I I'd have to go back over the last 3 years, but they could have been making moves that would have allowed them to be less stuck right now. And I don't necessarily think that would concede them being a team just as good as they've been. Let's go to Austin real quick in San Jose. What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas, great conversation. Listen, where do we go first? The first thing I would just agree, you guys kind of went down a path just now around what didn't happen before, Stiney, and I agree. We talk about the present, but it really is about what they've not done over the last couple of years. I mean, look at Moody and forget Paz. Look at Moody and JK.
Yeah.
These guys have been in the system for almost 5 years. I mean, we can keep talking about they're incrementally getting better. Guy just said, oh, they're going to be better next year. The problem is they haven't developed the guys that they should have developed. So you had to go out and get a Jimmy Butler, and now everybody's proclaiming Jimmy Butler. And I'll be honest, I'm not as big of a Jimmy fan as I think a lot of the Warrior fans. I'm not a big – I think he came in, he helped the team. But I'm not sold on Jimmy going into the future, really, as the cure-all. I think the real Jimmy will come back. We'll see. But I just think that it's really about – what they haven't done in totality, guys. The question is, do we still believe that the roster that we're all saying the roster isn't good enough? So now they're trying to sell us on this roster being better than it is. The young guys are really going to be good. When we look at other teams, young guys, and Stein, I've been saying this for a long time. I think we overvalue the young guys that we have versus the rest of the team, rest of the league. And now it's starting to play out. So none of this is surprising. I think we're going to ride it out for another year. Dunleavy's pretty much said that. This is one more year. And then after next year, all hell could break loose, guys. I don't see this running out more than another 2 years unless they do something crazy in the playoffs. That's it, guys.
Appreciate it, Austin. Thanks for the call. After watching this postseason, your impressions of the Warriors changed, or are they still the way they were when they got knocked off by Minnesota? What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.